It's not unusual for wildlife to have die-offs like this. It is unusual this time of year for elephants because back in October there was a die-off from anthrax, which is usual at that time of year. And initially it was thought that that could be a possibility, but it's normally at the end of the dry season and also when the elephants are stressed. But we've had good rain since then, so it's, that's been ruled out. But it may well be another bacteria or a virus that has taken a grip. And obviously tests will hopefully, we hope, will be conclusive and we'll know what we're dealing with.
Yeah, those tests are being sent to three labs across the world. How concerning is it if it is a virus in terms of infecting other elephants around them and even on the bordering countries, for example, with Namibia?
It's obviously, it is spreading. And interestingly, it's just elephants, which is what's making it so unusual. So, you know, they are being found around water. So I'm sure that the water has been tested. Maybe algal blooms was initial consideration. But here we are, and it is seemingly just elephants that are being affected. And as you rightly point out, we're talking about Botswana, but this population of elephants is free to roam across many of the southern African countries. And it may well be that whatever it is will spread as and when those elephants start moving bigger distances as water supplies start to dry up.
Yeah, and can that be stopped if in the meantime you're in these laboratories? Is there any way of perhaps closing those borders off just in case it is a virus?
No. It's a completely open border. I think that's one of the wonderful things about Botswana and its wildlife and that whole region. And the Khaza is a transfrontier park, which the Okavango Delta and many other parks in Botswana are part of. And that's what makes it incredible, that you have this vast open wilderness that is available for wildlife to move around in. So it's not like elephants can be told to stay at home.
Absolutely.
That's not going to happen.
These elephants dying, though, it makes it, I suppose, an attractive or easy target for potential poachers to come in and, I suppose, prey on the carcasses of these elephants because they will be after their tusks, wouldn't they?
Yes, I mean, that is a concern. And the Department of Wildlife takes that very seriously and is going around all the carcasses and removing the tusks. Unfortunately, at the moment, with the COVID-19 lockdown throughout many African countries, that does mean there's less feet on the ground, less NGOs such as ourselves, Elephants for Africa, less wildlife department officers, and less tourists and their rangers keeping an eye on things as such. So there has been reports throughout Africa of poaching on the increase, and that is deeply concerning. And with the lack of tourism and obviously the economy being hard hit, many donations to charities and other NGOs that work in wildlife conservation is being cut. And I think this is a long-term issue that is going to affect conservation throughout not just Africa, but throughout the world.